Hey, hey, hey. Good morning. Welcome to the Raider Wrap on a Saturday morning, the ninth day of December already. Hot diggity. Got a really big shoe for you again today. We'll have Noel Bachmeyer coming up here in just a couple of minutes, the Olympic weightlifting coach. And then about 20 minutes after 10 o'clock, we should be talking to Paige Haley, the head coach of the girls' undefeated hockey team. Today at noon, it will be Albert Lee facing off against the Northfield Raiders. We'll be up at the St. Olaf Ice Arena at 12 o'clock high, and we'll be a puck drop at 12 o'clock today. As again, the Raiders take on Albert Lee this afternoon right here on KYMN 95.1 The One and AM 1080, streaming on kymnradio.net, and you can see it live on northfieldlive.com. That's all coming up yet here this morning. Looks like some overcast skies throughout most of the rest of today. Looks like the temperature is going to remain fairly steady and actually kind of cool off just a little bit later on this afternoon as well. But for the most part, 100%, that's what they're telling me. The meteorologists are betting a 100% chance of precipitation today. Total accumulation today, we could see anywhere from a trace up to an inch, as a matter of fact. So again, temperatures just holding steady where they're at. Then tonight, 40% chance of some snow. Gradually becoming partly cloudy, cooling off to around 19. It's going to be a little blustery. Northwest winds 10 to 20 and gusts as high as 30 for tonight. Tomorrow, sunny skies warming back up to about 31. We're getting closer to that normal area range of December weather. Sunday night, mostly clear, cooling off to around 15 above. And then sunny skies and a high again near 37 for Monday. Monday night, partly cloudy, low of around 19. Northwest winds 10 to 15, gusts as high as 25. And then again for Tuesday, probably some more sunshine and right around 30. We're at 31 with overcast skies and a little trace of stuff here and there in the air. So let's check in with, who's got it today? Evan, let's get the lowdown, shall we, on this week's The Raider Scoreboard.
Welcome to this week's Raider Sports Scoreboard. On Tuesday, the boys' basketball team took on Hastings, but lost with the final score being 75-62. Kyan Roque led the Raiders with 23 points. Isaiah Mahal and JT Groutman had 9 points apiece as well. Then on Thursday, the Raiders took on Mankato East. Mankato East showed why they are the conference favorites, as they defeated Northfield 76-38. Isaiah Mahal led the Raiders with 16 points. The girls' basketball team defeated Faribault on Tuesday 56-23. They competed against Mankato East on Friday night as well. The girls' hockey team defeated Orono on Tuesday 3-2. Grace McCaution, Emerson Garley, and Ayla Puppy all scored for the Raiders. Mia Miller had 2 assists. Then on Thursday, they demolished Austin 21-0. Yes, you heard that right, 21-0. Ayla Puppy led the Raiders with 4 goals and 5 assists. Emerson Garley and Emma Proutka both had 3 goals, and then 8 other girls contributed to scoring for the Raiders. The girls' hockey team is 9-0 so far this season, and they take on Winona next week. The boys' hockey team took on Austin this week and beat them 11-1. Camden Kaiser led the Raiders with 4 goals, Jake Geiger had 2 goals, and then 5 other boys contributed to the score as well. The boys' swim and dive team took on Rochester JM this past Thursday. They not only won every single event on the night, but swept every event, meaning that Northfield placed first, second, and third in every race. That's it for this week's Raider Sports Lowdown.
Thank you, Evan. Appreciate the update. And we'll have more on the hockey coming up a little bit later today. So we do have hockey at noon against the Raiders and Albert Lee, and then we're going to have Coach Paige Haley in here as well. But right now, joining us via telephone is Noah Bachmeyer, the head coach of the Olympic weightlifting team. We're also going to be talking to your captain, one of your captains today, and meet the Raiders, Seth Knutson. What do you think about Seth this year?
Oh, he has been a rock star so far. He's really shown a lot of improvements, technique and strength-wise, and captainship, he's really stepped up and taken an active leadership role. So he's doing a great job. Really proud of him.
So have you had any contests yet, or are you still guys just kind of still warming up?
So our first contest will be next Saturday down in Cannon Falls. And then we've got one in January over at Lakeville South, and then our home meets February. So we haven't started quite yet with contests, but they're coming up quick, and I know a lot of our listeners are pretty excited for it.
So let's revisit the art of Olympic weightlifting as far as the high school is concerned. How does that approach go? How do those contests go?
So there's two competition lists, the snatch and the clean and jerk. The snatch is performed first. You get three attempts at whatever weight you would like. Each platform starts at the lowest weight that is to be attempted, and then you just go numerically up the order until the highest weight's lifted. And when that session's finished, then you go to the clean and jerk, and same thing there. Your totals are added together, and whoever has the highest total per weight class and age bracket, that's the winner.
So explain the technique of the snatch versus the clean and jerk.
So the snatch is a much more technical movement. It's really fun to watch, but people aren't as strong at that one since it is pretty technical. You pull the bar from the ground position directly overhead into an overhead squat and then stand it up. And the clean and jerk differs because you pull the bar off the ground into a front squat, stand it up, and then you jerk it overhead before setting it back down. So two technique in both. So the learners have been, or the lifters have been learning a lot. It's been good so far.
How many people are on that team this year?
We've actually grown quite a bit from last year, which is awesome to hear. This year we're looking at about 55 to 60 lifters. Consistently, it's been a pretty busy room.
Yeah, I would say.
Lots of bodies.
Yeah, 55, 60 people in that same room. Yeah, that is, that temperature rises fast. So out of the 55, 60, how do you, when you go into a meet, does everyone get that opportunity, or is there only a certain few that are allowed to participate?
So generally it's kind of coach's discretion. We want to make sure the lifters are ready both physically and mentally. And this first meet coming up is going to be a lot smaller percentage of our team. It's mostly just going to be those who have lifted before, the ones who have been around for a year or three and kind of have some competition experience already under their belt in addition to technique, versus throwing a brand new lifter out there and saying, hey, let's just see what you can do without having the technique done yet. So our next meet, January 6th, over at Lakeville South, we're going to have pretty much everybody lifting. So by then, after about two and a half months of training, everybody should be pretty good to compete. And that's the goal, to have almost all of our team compete at least once throughout the season.
That's quite the ramp-up time, 2.5 months.
Oh, yeah. We spend about the first 2-3 weeks of the season just drilling technique, lots and lots of reps, and the lifters get pretty sore.
Right.
And then we kind of move into about 4-week blocks of strength and power. And then that sets us up really well because meets are generally spaced about 4 weeks apart once a month, so it works out really well for programming.
I believe our very own Liz Campbell is one of the Olympic weightlifters this year. How's Liz doing?
Yeah, she's doing really well. She's been attacking it. I was really happy to see her name on the roster, having her as a student last year and trying to convince her last winter. But I'm really excited to see her out this year. And she's been, from what I see, enjoying it so far. And technique-wise, she's looking pretty solid. It's been fun to watch her develop.
How many boys to girls ratio is there?
I think we're just a little bit higher on the boys' side. I would say maybe 35 to 40, and then of the gals, about 25 to 30. But our female team has definitely grown this past year, so I'm really, really thankful for all of the female athletes that reached out to their friends and were able to pull some people in, because that's always the hardest population, I think, to pull lifters from.
Sure. I got to believe that Olympic weightlifting is not probably, is that in every single school, or is it just a few schools that offer that?
It's definitely growing. Most schools you'll talk to, their strength program will do cleans most likely, but not the full, you know, competitive style Olympic lifting. There's definitely a growing number of schools. I'm actually at a meet right now down in Tri-City United in Montgomery. They have a little dual meet going on right now with Burnsville and TCU. So it's definitely expanding. Some of the smaller schools are growing. Detroit Lakes has a team, and that's kind of pushing the influence out into some more of that rural northern portions of Minnesota, which is really awesome to see. And some of the south suburban teams like Lakeville South, Burnsville, and I would say us included, are really kind of pushing that to some other schools. And even if it's not a competitive team just yet, a lot more schools are having, you know, two or three athletes who are doing CrossFit or they're able to receive coaching somewhere, start competing kind of independently. So it's definitely growing, which is really fun to see.
Noel Bachmeyer, head coach of the Olympic weightlifting team for the Northfield Raiders, joins us this morning on the Raider Wrap. What are your expectations going forward? You got, like you say, you got a couple of meets coming up. Is there anything in, what is the kind of, I guess, how do you go up against somebody? Like today you're down at that triangular down there, and are you scouting or are you just participating or are you just being there to root the people on?
Yeah, mostly just moral support. My sister's actually a junior over at Burnsville, so I'm watching her compete today. And it's pretty fun to not have to worry about any coaching duties. I can just watch and enjoy.
Sure. So as a coach, have you always thought about being a coach then, or is this something that you just kind of have a passion for and fell into?
I got really lucky. My high school strength coach actually was Scott Solly, who ran Northfield's program for 30-plus years, and then retired back in 2011. The year he retired, he started coaching over at Burnsville. And then when he graduated and started when I graduated, he moved over to Lakeville South and started working with their strength program. So right out of high school, I started coaching because I started to fall in love with it after traveling to competitions and getting to see just how much I could do with this sport. And that was just kind of always on my radar of, hey, if I could make this work, I can make this work. And then I started going into education, and I got really, really lucky when Bubba Sullivan reached out saying, hey, we need a Olympic coach for this winter. And it just so happened they had a job opening. So I got really, really lucky last year. So I had assistant coached probably about 6 years prior to that, but running my own team was definitely different, and I really like it because I have the ability to kind of do what I want versus wanting to tweak a few things about somebody else's.
Right on. So what's the expectations? You got any hopefuls?
You know, team-wise, I would hope that everybody progresses with their technique, becomes more competent, more comfortable, and competes in at least one meet throughout the year. My goal for some specific athletes are going to be to push them to that state threshold, and for some, push them to that first place threshold at state. And if we can, maybe qualify one or two, or, I mean, I would take more, but just a few athletes for the national competition next June, I think that'd be really fun to take a few of them out to where that's going to be at.
All righty. Well, Noah, I appreciate you joining us this morning, and good luck to you and to all 60 participants in the Olympic weightlifting.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thanks for having us.
You bet. Noah Bachmeyer, head coach of the Olympic weightlifting team. We'll have Paige Haley coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Stick around. You're listening to the Raider Wrap on 95.1 The One KYMN.
If you're looking for an informative, entertaining, and fast-paced public affairs show that covers the entire North Star State, check out Minnesota Matters. From current events and politics to sports and the arts, if it matters to Minnesotans, the experienced Minnesota News Network team has it covered. Listen for Minnesota Matters weekend mornings on this station or listen anytime. Just go to MinnesotaNewsNetwork.com and click on the icon to listen to the weekly podcast.
There's nothing better than riding my bike and spending time outside. When knee pain started to get in the way, I knew it was time to find help. I did my research and chose the orthopedics team at Northfield Hospital and Clinics. I was impressed by their personalized care. They really took the time to listen to my concerns so I could make an informed decision. 3 months later, I couldn't be happier. My knee feels great and I'm back outside. I appreciate the extra care I got from the orthopedic team at Northfield Hospital and Clinics.
At Community Resource Bank, you can bank from anywhere, anytime you want. The CRB mobile banking app makes it easy to keep track of your balances, pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, and deposit checks any time of day or night. With branches in Northfield, Cannon Falls, and Roseville, we can offer solutions for businesses, residential, and investment accounts. Community Resource Bank. Let's bank together. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
The 25th anniversary of Winter Walk is just around the corner, down the street and over the river too. Bridge Square and the shop windows are decked out for Thursday, December 7th, beginning at 5 p.m. downtown Northfield. Discover Santa, his reindeer, Rudolph, Frosty, and even the Grinch. Enjoy horse-drawn wagon rides and barrel train rides for the kids. Sing along with the carolers and listen to the storytellers on the showmobile stage. Watch the spectacular display of fireworks over the Cannon River at 8:45 p.m. It'll be a magical night. For more information, visit northfieldchamber.com.
95.1. The One.
This is Paul Ryland from Johnson Ryland Homes. When you're looking for a new home, find one that helps you get the most out of your community, like the new Bluffview development with incredible walkability and access to local schools and parks. Check out one of our many developments to plan out your dream home. Then take advantage of the great locations and options available with Johnson Ryland.
Hit our website today, jrbr.builders. Johnson Ryland Builders and Remodelers, where custom-built homes meet your budget and your dreams.
And welcome back to the Raider Wrap right here on KYMN 95.1, The One. Check us out on kymnradio.net. You can listen back to all the programs. All you got to do is go to the kymnradio.net, then go to programs, select the Raider Wrap, and then choose today's date. And when we're done here with the program this afternoon or this morning, we'll get this up on the air for you this morning. And, of course, thanks to Noah Bachmeyer, who joined us earlier this morning to talk about the Olympic weightlifting team. You can catch all of that and more. Overcast skies, 31, a chance of some snow pretty much today. On again, off again throughout the day. It could be as much as a trace or up to an inch. I guess it depends on how you hold your breath or something like that. Speaking of wintertime sports and fun sports, it is the head coach of the Northfield Raiders. Paige Haley joins us this morning. Good morning, Paige. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Good. So, let's talk some happy things here today. We understand that best wishes go out to your family, of course, today, and we wish your grandfather and your father and your family well.
Thank you.
You wanted to dominate Blake. So your pregame interview was domination. I want domination. I've never beaten Blake in my life.
Yep.
And you went on to win 7-0. And then, somebody didn't get the memo to Rochester, because then you went down there and obliterated them, 15-0. And then Orono gave you a challenge. What did you see about Orono there?
Well, Orono's a great hockey program. I could see them being in this single-A state championship this year. They're good. They're heavy, physical. We didn't know what we were going to do. Obviously going for the win the last 2 years, we've fallen to them. Last year we lost 5-6 in kind of a high scoring game. And then year before that lost 4-0. So, there was with my captain group, I think between me and them, we were like, enough of it. We're ready to beat them. We know we're better. It's always good to know where we lie for single A, because we're a team that could maybe go back down. We're right at the cutoff. We've been double A the last few years, but it is possible that we could get moved down to single A. So I always like to, kind of get a pulse of where we would be at in single A if we were to go down. And for them being ranked first in single A, that was a great game for us to win. Gave us, some confidence and reassurance of, where we lie.
Which is good, because that must have got you all fired up, because then you went actually Austin came up here.
I know.
And I know you hate this, but I gotta talk about it.
I know.
The final score was 21-0.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't even know how that happens. However, so explain to me, so you have an option to do the running clock. Is that correct?
So running clock can only happen in the third period, and that happens when there's a differential of 6 goals. So obviously we were past that. So we got running time in the third. I actually undressed my top line and my top 2D for the third period and had 2 lines and 4D for the rest of the third period, just so those kids could get more reps. Definitely didn't need any more scoring happening. So I will say every kid on our roster scored except for one kid. So, I mean, that was the benefit. We got two girls get their first varsity goals. I don't like beating a team like that. It makes me feel like not a great coach. But, you know, what do? You can't really stop playing hockey. And it's no secret that I've got a pretty good team this year. So they just did their thing, and, you know, that's what happened.
Yeah. You know, Brent and I talked about it in the pregame when you guys get up that high, and then, you know, how do you tone things down? But you really can't. I mean, especially the first and second periods. I mean, you don't know what's going to happen. It was surprising that how many goals were scored there in that second period.
Yeah. Yep. And that was something I didn't expect. Even at one point in the second, I switched positions. Like, I moved Ayla Emerson back to D. I put Grace up at forward. We were trying to, you know, just switch things up. We weren't trying to score. I did get word that they put their JV goalie in to start just because they knew that they weren't going to win anyways, apparently. So they threw in their JV goalie.
Did she go the distance then? Or
she played that whole game. I feel bad. But, you know, that's their decision that they made. And so it kind of felt like anything that was kind of thrown on net went in. But we did have like 70-plus shots. So she got pelted.
Yeah, I would say. I mean, it didn't take very long. You got a goal at the two-minute mark and one at 3:52, 4:40.
Yeah.
You know, 9:57, 10:39, 13th. I mean, my God. I mean, that first period. And then, but even in, then you look at the second period, you scored 10 seconds.
Yeah.
Off the faceoff.
Yep. Emerson. Yep. 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 I, you know, Albert Lee beat them 17-0. So for whatever reason, the girls in their head had, we have to at least beat them by that amount to prove that, you know, because I think it's looking like Albert Lee is going to be our competition this year in our conference. They've beaten Mankato East and Owatonna so far. So those are our other two that I would say are in the mix. So, you know, I think, and it's, you know, it's a game of like for points and how we would get seated and all that stuff. It's just kind of, I think that's why the high scoring game happened. You know, we felt like we had to get to 17, and then I undressed my top kids, and, you know, other kids had opportunities to score, which that don't usually have those opportunities. So I guess that's the positive in all of it.
Right. Well, you get Winona and then Albert Lee.
Yes.
And but that's interesting. That'll be up here at St. Olaf. So that'll be a kind of a nice little switch there. You guys don't get to practice up there, I don't assume.
No. St. Olaf is really weird about who they let in and use their ice, but we did get to have, you know, a game there this year. I know the boys are playing Albert Lee too there. It's a great environment, super fun to play in. So I know the girls are looking forward to that, especially if this is going to be like one of our top conference games. It should be fun.
What about Winona?
Winona, I don't think they will be anything like an Austin or maybe even a Century, but I would imagine that we're looking at like a Rochester Mayo kind of game, but you never know. I mean, last year they had a couple younger kids that I noticed that I was like, okay, they're pretty decent. So if they've, you know, had another year to develop and grow, they've got a couple players that aren't too bad, that kind of carry them a little bit. So It'll be interesting to see. We've never had to go down to Winona on a weekday, so we'll see what that's like. The girls will get home pretty late, and, you know, but that's hockey season.
That is hockey season indeed. And so you've got a few games over here, too. You got Simley and Eastridge over the holiday break there, and that looks like the Schmitz-Mackey Ice Arena there.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a holiday classic. You got Farmington, Simley, Eastridge. That's, they got some good teams,
yes,
too.
Yes. So after we get past, you know, this Winona game, it's kind of, you know, I was talking to my coaching staff, that's like kind of our chunk of the conference that we need to get through. Like, being in the Big Nine is tough. You know, some years some teams are really down, and sometimes the competition is better. So what I do look forward to is playing Mankato East, playing Owatonna again, seeing how that game goes. Even though we had a good win against them earlier, I know that it will be a completely different game when we play them a second time. But we very much look forward to playing Albert Lea, seeing how we stack up. The coach is talking smack, saying he's going to split the series with us. And I told the girls that so that they had a little fire underneath them. like, that's not happening. All right, that's fine. Let's make sure it doesn't happen.
Right.
But, yeah, and then going into that holiday tournament, it's very good teams for us to play. So our schedule will continue to, you know, we'll have some good games here coming up in the next few weeks.
Well, Ayla Puppy has got 39 points on the season. She's on pace to hit 100. kind of crazy, isn't it?
It is, but, you know, she's so good. Grace is so good. I've got other players that I feel that way about. I feel like Mia Miller's so good. So, you know, I sit on the bench. They do things that I'm sure people, like, their mouths drop, and I laugh because it's just, like, yep. Like, I see it all the time in practice. I've been watching them forever, and it's fun for them to put on a show, you know, and to show everyone how good they actually are, and that, you know, the collegiate path that they're gonna have, they deserve it. They're gonna do well. And yeah, so Ayla's been fun to watch this year for sure.
I'd like to see more of that Grace McCaution from the blue line.
I know, right? I tell her all the time, I'm like, let her rip. You know,
she lets it rip. She's got an excellent slap shot.
Yeah, I've tried to convince her to take one from the red line, just to see what happens. But I told her, I said, hey, when I was a senior, I scored from the red line twice. Like, just, I was just trying to give her a couple things that, like, I did it, so why don't you try to do it?
Right. Or hit that half-court shot in basketball, yep. Right? Let's yep. loft one up.
I'll get her to do it at this year.
So outside of everything, I mean, being undefeated is great. Anything unexpected this year that you maybe weren't seeing coming or weren't aware of?
Well, I definitely didn't think we would. I mean, I knew we were going to do well, but you never know, you know. So we're undefeated. That's awesome. Just see kind of how long we can roll that for. That first loss will feel heavy, I'm sure. But yeah, just see what we can do. Yeah.
I mean, the odds of going undefeated are very, very difficult. Girls hockey's come a long way, and there's a lot of fierce competition out there. So to think that you could go undefeated is probably a little, you know, pipe dream at best. But yeah, would you rather, I mean, it sounds goofy, but would you rather lose now than down the road?
Yeah, I definitely would rather take a loss at some point during the year than, you know, make it all the way to sections and then have that be the time that we, because when you lose, it's a learning opportunity. And, you know, I don't see that as necessarily a bad thing. So any learning that we can have during the year is just going to make us better at the end.
Do you get to then get the tape? Do you get the tape of the games?
And yes.
Get to play them again? Or
yep.
How good is that tape? Or what are you looking at? Is it just an overview?
Like of our games?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, so our managers tape the games. They put it on a system called Huddle. And the girls have access to it, and they've been telling me that they're getting in trouble for watching video at school. So I've told them that they need to cool it because I can't get in trouble for that. But they're obsessed. They're obsessed. They'll go back and they'll watch. And it's great because that's like how you learn and you see yourself make mistakes and, you know, learn for the next time. But they will go back and watch their film and, yeah, just like other sports.
But what about you then?
I'll look back on it. I usually look back on it for specific things. So like, we usually do team video once a week. I will kind of like focus maybe more on like special teams, like penalty kill, power play. And usually I'll go and look. I don't really care about the goals we score. I know the girls love to go back and look at the goals they score. I like to see, like, when we get scored on, the goals against, you know, where the breakdown happened, and then be able to bring that back to them and have them watch it, have them talk about it, you know, again.
So you do sit
tool.
Down with them and say, okay, see
yeah,
this?
Yeah,
and then
I'll look at it first. I'll highlight the stuff I want to go through with them. And then once a week, we usually go over it together. And I tell them, I'm like, some of you are going to get called out right now, but that doesn't mean that another teammate of yours isn't going to get the same thing later. You know, you can't take it personally. It's just an opportunity to learn.
Right.
So, yeah.
Absolutely.
So,
there was a breakdown.
Yes.
So, what happened here? You know, basically, you tell me what happened here.
Sometimes I'll just pause it. I'll be like, you know, what were you thinking? And the girls, it makes them think, makes them process. And they're pretty good self-reflectors.
So they may say, yeah, so I saw this player coming over here. I thought I'd pick them up instead. And you're like going, okay.
Yeah.
First rule of defense. What do you want to do?
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
Well, it sounds exciting. Anyhow, like you said, I know we talked before and you said the chemistry with these gals is really high.
Yeah.
And that continues to grow then?
Yeah. Yeah. They're all getting along. They're enjoying each other. I think that's the main thing is, you know, our culture and our environment is really good right now. Practice is enjoyable. They're smiling. I think that's what's important. You know, if they're enjoying themselves and enjoying the process, then, you know, I think the outcome will be better.
I know that a lot of the other teams and stuff like that, they'll get together and they'll have breakfast and have lunch or they have dinner or they get together and they, you know, away from the arena and they get everyone together, you know, kind of that bonding moment and stuff like that. Does the hockey team have any rituals?
Oh, yeah. They, you know, we've had a few team meals like previous to games, but I know that they go off and they do things together a lot. Like, there's stupid high school girl stuff. I don't know. Whatever they do. They go to Starbucks. They get their nails done. I don't know what they do. Go to Target. But I know that they're hanging out and they're doing it. So.
When you were in high school, what kind of goofy high school stuff
were
you
doing? Yeah, I'm sure my dad, you know, he was my head coach, said the same thing. Go do your stupid high school girl stuff. But that's what you do. Yeah, go to Applebee's. Have, you know, half off apps after a game. You know, they did that the other night. Like, all of them went. I think it's great. It's great. It's, you do you, girls.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Be together, enjoy each other.
Whatever it takes. Yeah, you got to enjoy each other. And a lot of seniors this year, so
hopefully
they'll all hang out together and enjoy their
time.
That's
a
big thing. So, all right, Paige, well, thank you so much for joining us again. Good luck against Winona and, of course, Albert Lee.
Yes, thank you.
And hopefully we'll be broadcasting one of those games, I believe. I think we'll probably do them that Albert Lee game.
Yeah.
So
that'd be a good one to be at.
Yeah. Sounds like a play. And again, it's at St. Olaf. So it'll be in an afternoon game, kind of 5 o'clock.
Yes.
So a little earlier. So get done in a decent time.
Yes.
All righty. Paige, thank you.
Thank you.
Head coach of the girls hockey team, Paige Haley. We'll take a little break. We'll come back. We're going to talk a little bit more about some Olympic weightlifting with the Meet the Raider segment coming up here with Evan Lowe on KYMN.
Northfield Construction Company is proud to be celebrating 50 years in business. We are very thankful for the support and trust the Northfield community has given us in that time to build quality residential and commercial projects. As we prepare for the next 50 years, Northfield Construction Company will now be called NCC Builders. The new name keeps the tie to our past and also prepares us for the next 50 years of building our greater Southern Minnesota community. Call us today for your next project at 507-645-8975 or visit us online at nccbuilders.com. Thank you, Northfield, for making the past 50 years great.
Heritage Dental Care in Northfield is a general dental clinic specializing in a variety of dental procedures and services. New patients and emergencies are welcomed 5 days a week. Heritage Dental Care is a proud supporter of Northfield Athletics and wish all of our athletes the best of luck this season. Make an appointment today with Dr. David Bress, Dr. David Buck, or Dr. Michael Thompson. Go Raiders!
95.1, The One.
Hi, it's Kirk from Merchants Bank, your local community bank. On behalf of our entire team, I want to wish you a Merry Christmas and a blessed holiday season. We hope you enjoy the time with your family, friends, and neighbors. As we close out the year, our team is looking ahead to all the new year will bring. As your community bank, we're here to help you meet your personal goals and partner with our local businesses on their growth plans too. Together, we'll keep our community strong for years to come. Happy holidays from all of us at Merchants Bank.
This is Barb from Professional Dental Group, letting you know that the doctors and staff of Professional Dental Group are proud to call themselves Northfield Raiders sports fans. Whether scheduling for an implant, mouth guard, or general visit, we look forward to providing you with the same exceptional care that Professional Dental Group has delivered for over 45 years. So on behalf of Dr. Becky Johnson, Dr. John Nowak, Dr. Brian Cravey, Dr. Tyler Yonke, and Dr. Mallory Peterson, go Raiders!
At Benjamin Bus, we have an excellent team of drivers. With over 400 years of combined driving experience, Benjamin Bus drivers are proud of their excellent safety record and accomplishments. Join our team, get paid, and enjoy being a big part of Raider Nation. We at Benjamin Bus are proud of the accomplishments of the Northfield Raiders and wish all of the Raider student athletes a safe and successful season. Contact us, Benjamin Bus, your trusted friend on the road.
And welcome back to the Raider Wrap right here on KYMN 95.1, the 125 in front of 10 here this morning. Saw chances for precipitation in the white, fluffy kind of stuff today. Meteorologists say that there's a 100% chance that we'll have some snow today. Now, I know we had a couple of flurries earlier, so I guess that constitutes 100% now, doesn't it? Needless to say, it's going to be windy. As all get out, it's going to be northwest winds 10 to 15, gusts up to 30, 35 miles an hour. Chance of snow about 100%. Accumulation is less than an inch. Tonight's going to be 40% chance of some snow, gradually becoming partly cloudy, cooling off to 19 above. And for tomorrow, sunny skies, warming back up to 31. Sunday night, mostly clear, cooling off to 15. And then for Monday, sunny skies, warming back up to 37, breezy and cooler on Monday night, partly cloudy, cooling off to 19 with winds out of the northwest again at 10 to 15, gusting as high as 25 to 30 miles an hour. Tuesday, sunny skies and a high again at 30. Tuesday night looks like mostly clear in 16, maybe some sunshine and a high of 39 again for Wednesday. We got overcast skies. It's 31 currently in Northfield, and it will continue to maintain that temperature. Actually, it just dropped a degree. So the temperature is going to drop down to around 28, 29 throughout the day, and then that's where you're going to might see some of your precipitation coming today. But overcast skies and currently 30 in Northfield. All right. With no further ado, let me kick it over to the Meet the Raider segment. I think we got Liz. Liz Campbell is going to be interviewing Captain Seth Knudsen, of course, of the Olympic weightlifting team. And I don't know if you were listening earlier, and we had Noah Bachmeyer on the program first thing this morning, and he is talking great things about the Olympic weightlifting team this year. They got 55 to 60 lifters out this year, and they've got some really good optimism. But if you missed it and you'd like to hear back and find out what he's got to say, all you got to do is, after the program, go to kymnradio.net and then select programs, the Raider Wrap, and then select today's date in the archives, and you're off and running. That will be coming up shortly after the program. And don't forget, today we are going to be broadcasting live from St. Olaf Ice Arena. It will be the Northfield Raiders boys hockey team taking on Albert Lee and the Tigers from Albert Lee. The Raiders are currently 4-1, and I believe Albert Lee is 2-1-1 as they tied the other day against Mankato West. So it's going to be a pretty good matchup here today at St. Olaf. And again, puck drop will be at 12 o'clock. 12 o'clock today over there at the Ice Arena. And then again on next Saturday, it's Albert Lee will be coming in against St. Olaf again, taking on the girls hockey team. So the girls, of course, victorious the other night, 21-0. And they'll be taking on Winona on Thursday. And then again, Albert Lee on Saturday. And that game is up at the St. Olaf's College, but that is a 5 o'clock start. So today's a noon. Next week is going to be at 5 o'clock. So hopefully you can make it up to the Ice Arena. If you can't get to the Ice Arena, you can just keep it tuned right here to 95.1. The One, and we'll be broadcasting live this morning from St. Olaf. All right, with that said, Liz, what do you got going on in this week's Meet the Raider?
Hello and good morning, Raider Nation. Welcome back to Meet the Raider, the number one youth-led Northfield sports radio show hosted by yours truly, Liz Campbell. Today we are talking with captain of the Olympic weightlifting team, Seth Knudsen. Welcome, Seth.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great.
That's awesome. So you're a junior this year. How has the school year been so far? I know that it has a reputation of being the hardest year of high school. How would you say, has it proven to be true?
It's definitely been a lot harder than the past years, but the high school has been great, and they do care about us, so they mm-hmm. definitely do try to make that smooth transition
mm-hmm, for
throughout
sure.
the school year. I still have some fun activities like Olympic weightlifting
yeah.
that I do that make the day great.
Yeah.
Yeah, hard but not unbearable.
And how would you say the season has gone so far?
It's been great, honestly. We've got a lot of new people, a lot of old talent coming back. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just great. I love seeing people. They're enjoying it. I hope
mm-hmm.
they do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm totally enjoying it. So,
mm-hmm. And being a captain this year, would you say that has changed your role and, like, your day-to-day practices with the team?
No, yeah, it's definitely has changed. Like, I'm focusing more about the team as a whole and just making it more smooth transition for the meets and practices. And, yeah, I just definitely care more about the team. And I want to make sure everyone's putting their all in it and trying their hardest and being the best they could.
And you say that there have been a lot of new people this year. What would you say has contributed to that jump in numbers?
Yeah, definitely people telling teammates. We got the Instagram page. We started posting information around the beginning of the school year. And then the other sports, they're always towards the end of the season. They're telling, like, here's some good winter sports that you guys can do.
To, like, keep up with your strength and whatever.
Yeah.
Nice, yeah. And what would you say you're most excited for this season with weightlifting, whether that's just being a captain or, like, personal goals?
Definitely the new talent, you know. They bring just a new type of energy. It kind of energizes the team.
Amps it up a little bit.
Yeah, definitely. Then also the meets. We have a February home meet, February 10th. Those are always exciting. And I just like it all, yeah.
And how long have you been in Olympic weightlifting?
I'm a junior, so this would be my third year.
Is this the largest the team has ever been in your years, or has it not really changed?
We've always kind of maxed around 50-ish people per year. I'm definitely seeing, I think this year, maybe a lot more people sticking around.
Yeah, that's great. And would you say this season feels different from past years?
Definitely. We've got a new coach. A lot of people are loving him. He's great, honestly. He wants us to try our hardest and push to be our best. With the captains, there's, like, the high school is doing this meeting captain training, I guess they would call it.
Yeah.
And that definitely helped out kind of understand what we were supposed to do.
And what did they kind of outline in those meetings, like what your role was on the team?
They talked about what we should be doing and what shouldn't we be doing. Like, we, you know, we don't want to be bossing people around. We just kind of wanted to have the team as a whole move smoothly. That's kind of why we're there, and just help people out on the peer level.
Yeah, for sure. And like you mentioned, Coach Bachmeier is coaching for the second year this year. How would you say he's influenced and helped the team progress over these 2 years?
Coach Bachmeier, he's definitely implemented a lot of stuff to help the team move more smoothly. Like, this year we have a couple more coaches than we would normally have. Like, Weeby, we have Kick and Victor. Then we also have a couple more captains too, which honestly is helping out, I feel like. You just are able to get to more people.
For sure.
And tell them, like, hey, I saw this going on, you know.
Not just focusing on, like, the best athletes.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. He's also split up the team, you know. 50 people's a lot. And, like, not even sports. We got people just coming in who used to just work out over the summer. And then also just people who are interested in getting active. So, yeah.
That's awesome. There's something there for everybody.
And
if you're just tuning into the Raider Wrap, we are meeting with Olympic weightlifting captain Seth Knutson. And what influenced you to initially join weightlifting?
Definitely my good friend Elliot Ness. Around 2019, I think, or eighth grade, my eighth grade year, they started talking to our friend group about, you know, the sport they played or started to play. And I was like, thought it was interesting, but I never got out there yet until freshman year. And honestly, I'm like, I should have got out earlier. Like, if you are interested in something, definitely try it out.
And does the team have any goals for this year?
As a whole team, I feel like, you know, try our best to get to state. But I feel like working the hardest, I feel like, is probably one of those ones.
Yeah, for sure. Just for those of our listeners who don't know, can you kind of walk us through a little bit of the weightlifting, like, meets process and getting to state and that kind of thing? Because I don't think a lot of our listeners know a lot about Olympic weightlifting.
All right, yeah. So you have the snatches and the clean and jerks. You get three attempts for both of them. So there's three refs. Each have a light that can either be red or white, and they kind of determine if you made that lift correctly or not. So you do your lift, and then you drop it on the ground, and you get the score from the refs. And if it's two or three white lights, that's a good lift, and you can move up a weight. Or if you don't, then you would stay at the same weight, but you get three attempts in all for snatches and clean and jerks. You get the first time, and if you make all three attempts, that's great. But you just try your hardest to get as highest weight as you can. A lot of people do PR at these meets.
Yeah. And then can you kind of just talk us through, like, the process of getting to state and things like that? Because I know that's very different from other sports.
Sure, yeah. To get to state, there's, like, qualifying totals per year in, like, your weight class.
Mm-hmm.
There's also JV and varsity.
Mm-hmm.
So JV, they have a little lighter qualifying totals than varsity would have. The totals, they are a combination of your PR or personal record in snatch and clean and jerk.
Mm-hmm. So you add those two weights together.
Yeah, you add the two weights together.
Yeah.
Personal record or PR is the combination of both snatch and clean and jerk totals.
Yeah. And then the way you make it to state is to just lift that weight in your weight class?
Yeah, to get to state, you want to try your hardest to get to these qualifying totals.
Mm-hmm. So it's not just like one meet or one game that you qualify for state. You can qualify anytime throughout the year at any meet. Is that correct?
Yeah, you can qualify anytime throughout the year to for state.
Yeah. And how do those two different lifts, the clean and jerks and the snatches, differ?
Yeah, the snatches are one movement from mid chin to over the head. I personally like snatches a lot, but it can kind of be like shocking because it's a lot of weight going from mid chin over your head.
And just one movement, you just gotta go.
Yeah, very quickly. And then clean and jerks, which I also kind of enjoy too. Mm-hmm. They are two movements, and you go from mid-shin to your shoulders, and then you dip and drive to over your head, and you split your legs 50-50.
Nice. And what does a normal practice at Olympic weightlifting here in Northfield usually look like?
We go from Monday, Tuesday to Thursday and Friday.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of have the whole weightlifting year split up into sections, so there's like deloading and strength weeks.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of like the overall year or season of weightlifting.
Yeah.
But then like in a day we would first start out with warm-ups, about 15 minutes, a lot of core, a lot of push-ups, a lot of just getting your joints and muscles warmed up and stretched, because it honestly helps.
No injuries here.
Yeah, literally. Then after warm-ups we would have a quick breakdown of what we are lifting. There's like three groups: accessories and functional, racks and platforms. Then coach would have us split up into the three groups, hopefully evenly, and hopefully with like two captains per group, just to kind of, you know, help out with any questions that come up. And then he would send us off. Platforms, we usually split it into snatches for a day and then clean and jerks for the next.
Mm-hmm.
Racks, it's a lot of front squats and back squats. Then accessories is kind of everything else. We've got the dumbbells, we got the sled pulls, we've got the reactives, and we got the jumping sticks, rev hypers. Yeah, and after like 25 minutes, we rotate between each group. So we all would have hit the platforms and the racks and the accessories.
Nice.
Then at the end of practice, we have a breakdown. We talk about stuff that's coming up, like we have the Cannon Falls meet this next weekend.
And how do you get mentally ready for a big competition or a big lift?
I'm going to give you mentally and physically. I usually get really good night's sleep before. I always eat healthy food, or whatever my mom cooks, actually. But, you know, I eat healthy. I get good sleep. I do the stretches. I do the warm-ups. Then when I'm getting ready, like, to set up for the platform, before I do my clean and jerks, I visualize from when I will be walking up to that platform and then when I'm getting off.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm visualizing it as doing that lift as best as I can.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of get in the headspace and like, I got this, I'll do great. It's going to be fun.
And is there anything you're specifically hoping to accomplish this season?
Honestly, every season I'm always just be as best as I can and just helping other people out, just to make sure like the team is moving smoothly, and that everyone's enjoying it, and making sure that they're doing the movements properly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's one of my goals.
Technique.
Yeah, for technique sure. Work.
Well, best of luck on your upcoming weightlifting season, and thank you so much for coming in today.
Yeah, no worries. You too.
If you missed part of this interview live or want to listen to it again, head to our website, kymnradio.net, and tap on the sports header. That is a wrap on this week's Meet the Raider with your host, Liz Campbell. Keep tuning in this week for more sports on KYMN 95.1, The One.
graphic mailbox in the River Park Mall. With all of your mailing and printing needs, we can pack it up, ship it out, and get it down the road. Fabricate a sign or a banner. We work hard to know our products. We can find the books for you and set you up with everything you need. The graphic mailbox in the River Park Mall, offering solutions for you.
Hi, Dr. Michael Ritchie, Ritchie Eye Clinic and LASIK Center. The holidays are fast approaching. Consider the gift of sight for yourself or maybe a loved one. Have your LASIK procedure performed before the end of the year or buy your LASIK gift card before the end of the year and receive up to $500 off. Don't forget about HSA or FSA dollars either. Make this the brightest holiday season ever with the gift of sight. Dr. Michael Ritchie, Dr. Corey Miller, and Dr. Mike Reinsbach. Ritchie Eye Clinic and LASIK Center.
Hey neighbor, do you live near Lincoln Parkway or Highway 246? Do you drive on them every day? I need your help. We're having some meetings where neighbors can chat with city staff about how we can improve these streets and ask questions of each other to better understand the situation. So if you feel passionate about bike lanes, getting kids to school safely, or even staying out of traffic jams, we want to hear from you. We're meeting to talk about Lincoln Parkway on November 30th at Emmaus Church. Then we're talking about Highway 246 on December 20th at City Hall. More information can be found online. Just search Street Projects Northfield online to find meeting details.
Community banking at its best. Whether you are looking to improve your financial future, planning to buy a new home, or considering a mortgage, Heritage Bank in Northfield can help. Our ability to make decisions locally provides you the highest level of service at competitive rates. Your finances and home are important to you, and having a staff that you can trust makes all the difference. We make banking easy with real estate specialists and loan officers ready to help you. Stop by Heritage Bank on Highway 3 or contact us at heritagebankmn.com and see how the professionals at Heritage Bank can help you build your future.
Weather specialist Bob Matheson has your weather weekday mornings on KYMN.
Well, thank you for joining us this morning on this week's Raider Wrap. It's about 8 minutes in front of 11 o'clock, and we've got a hockey game to get going too. Got to get over to the St. Olaf Ice Arena. Will be the Northfield Raiders boys hockey team, 4-1 on the season, taking on the Tigers of Albert Lea. Puck drop at 12 o'clock. So I will be on that call today. So if you want to tune in, you can continue listening in here today at 95.1 to 1 and AM 1080, and of course on KYMNradio.net. So stick around for that coming up at noon. Thank you so much to Noah Bachmeyer for joining us this morning, for the head coach of the weightlifting team, and they've got a lot of optimism going on. If you want to listen back, like I said, like Liz said, you can go to kymnradio.net and listen to all the interviews this morning. So Noah Bachmeyer, thank you so much for joining us. 60, they got 60 on that team today. Crazy. Put them all in that weightlifting room like that. And, of course, our girls hockey coach Paige Haley joined us this morning as well. Paige, thank you so much for coming in. They're off to a 9-0 start to the season with a decisive victory the other night against Austin. So the boys today at 12 o'clock. It is looking like we're going to get a little precipitation throughout the day. So it looks like there's a chance of some snow and flurries and maybe some accumulation. But for the most part, it's only going to maintain the temperature kind of right where it is all day today. It's not going to fluctuate much from here. And then for tonight, 40% chance of some snow, cooling off to around 19. Tomorrow looks like some sunshine, back to 31. Sunday night down to 15, mostly sunny on Monday, and a high again near 37. We're about that 29-degree mark with overcast skies currently here in the Northfield area. So Jimmy LaRue bidding you adieu. We're going to bail out just a couple minutes early. I got to get over to the St. Olaf Ice Arena and get my vocal cords warmed up over there. So again, thanks to all of our guests this morning. Thank you for tuning in today. And you know what? Let's have some fun today, shall we?